Hey, Katie.
Yeah?
Want to make a podcast?
Sure. Can we talk about outrageously dark and scary things like murder and aliens?
Yeah. And is it cool if we talk about beautiful things like divination and astrology?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Hi, we're Katie and Kelly, hosts of the podcast, All Things Outrageously Dark, Scary, Beautiful, and Totally True.
We recognize there's a lot of podcasts out there, but what sets us apart is our professionalism and dedication to our research.
New episodes every Wednesday. Tune in, and of course,
have the day you deserve.
Nicole, tell me that I'm your soulmate and that you love me and that I was married to you before your husband.
She's so needy.
But tell the people that you and I would literally call each other soulmates from like the jump.
Yeah, no, for sure. We did. We are. Yeah. Don't worry, Gabby. You're my soulmate forever.
Your husband has no idea. Like, he has no idea that we would hang out on the weekends and you would stay over and we would stay
sleep in the... He knows.
He now knows, but he didn't know.
Yeah. Well, he didn't know back then.
Well, Nicole, you guys. I'm the smallest person. I stand 5 feet tall.
She's so tiny. She doesn't stand 5 feet. She wishes.
5 feet tall, guys. 5 feet.
She's 4'11".
I have a Cal King bed. Mm-hmm. Why does someone that is of that height need a Cal King bed? I don't.
Because she's extra.
I'm extra. But it's like the best bed because you can have someone sleeping on the other side and you won't run into them in the middle of the night. It's great. And it's really amazing. Comfortable.
So this is what I just had this discussion with my brother-in-law last night.
Huh? Of the importance of a Cal King bed.
Yeah, because he's a tall guy and he's like, up until recently, my feet were always dangling off the bed and I just got a queen size bed and now my feet don't dangle. And I was like, dude, you need to get a Cal King. And he's like, why do I need a Cal King? And I'm like, because you're like tall. And he's like, for one person, I'm like, well, eventually you're going to have another person in there. He's like, you're right. I'm like, yeah, dude, Cal King, it's where it's at.
Look at you looking out.
That's where it's sister-in-law. At. Yeah. Anyways, hello and welcome to the Spiritual Sisters Podcast. Happy almost. Wait. What day is Valentine's Day? Is it Valentine's Day? Oh, shit.
Is it a calendar? Day?
Is it?
It's tomorrow. It's tomorrow, guys.
Tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
We told the people we would get it together in 2024. What's going on?
Hey, we're doing it. Just because we're wearing the same clothes that we were wearing in last week's episode doesn't mean shit. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. It's a Hallmark holiday.
It's so true. You don't like Valentine's Day. Actually, I don't really even... Yeah. Capitalism.
It's dumb. Yeah.
Capitalism. Yeah.
It's dumb.
Okay, but tell the people what we're talking about today.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
We got to tell the people the holidays.
Okay.
Fun holidays. Okay, guys. February 11th. Don't cry over spilled milk day. Oh, also February 11th, make a friend day. February 11th, Sunday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
February 13th. What?
Super Bowl and your workshop.
Super Bowl's done. Workshop's done.
I know. How did it go?
I don't know. I'll tell you next time. Let's see. February 13th, get a different name day. Ooh. February 16th, do a grouch a favor day. You guys, I'm your grouch. Come do me a favor. And those are the fun holidays for the week. And Valentine's Day, if you like to celebrate that, February 14th. Yeah, I'm so excited. We didn't even plan to do this episode in honor of Valentine's Day, but I'm glad we're doing it.
Kind of worked out.
Look at us. Mm-mm-mm. Yay for us. Okay, guys, go check out our pod friends. Oh, shit. There's a lot of them. A Call to Madness, Beyond the Shadows, Beyond the Norm, Cryptids, Creeps, and Conspiracies, Haunted and Strange, Tales, Trails, and Taverns, Like Mother, Like Murder, All Things Outrageously Dark, Scary, Beautiful, and Totally True, The Suspended Sentence, Twisted and Uncorked, 1-0. Reclaimed with Kyla behind the Emerald Veil.
Yay.
The Equestrian Perspective. And I feel like we're missing one. Oh, Nikki Novo. Oh, how can we figure out our queen?
Queen.
Her queen mother, Nikki queen Novo. Nova. Was that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Great job.
Go rate and review our friends also. Rate and review us. Thank you. We love you. And that is all.
That's okay, all we so got. Now, can oh my you God. Tell the people what we're talking about?
We're talking about soulmates and twin flames. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for this one too.
You know,
I like these two episodes. They've been kind of fun, last week's and this week's.
And we just kind of put them together
on the fly.
Minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, on top of soulmates and twin flames, I had to do a third one.
Oh.
Karmic relationships, because when I was researching it and I was like, oh, yeah, I can't get away from speaking to this. So, and I have, well, I don't have examples of each personally, but I am going to ask you about your examples, Nicole.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Let's go.
Okay. So let me just tell you guys, I was really surprised to find that there is more information on twin flames than there was soulmates and karmic relationships. So I thought that was really interesting. So the consensus is mixed as to what the definition of what a soulmate is as opposed to a twin flame. The karmic relationship definition was a little bit more straightforward, but I am going to start with soulmates and then we'll go from there. It's maybe going to be all over the place. Let's just say, guys.
Okay. Soulmates.
Soulmates. So before I start, what do you think a soulmate is?
A soulmate is somebody that you are meant to do life with mm-hmm. in this lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good definition.
Also, it doesn't have to be romantic.
Yes.
That is a big thing. And that is why we have yes. always said we were soulmates, because even before we got into this work, we called each other our soulmate, each other. Wait, we called each other?
Called one another?
We called one another soulmate?
Each other soulmate?
Each other. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
we were soulmates. We used to say it all the time before we even got into the work mm-hmm. because duh. And I remember thinking, like, well, no, it doesn't have to be romantic. It doesn't have to be, oh, this person's a love of my life. They're my soulmate. You could have a best friend that's a soulmate. You could have a sibling mm-hmm. that's a soulmate. It doesn't always have to be romantic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was, okay, that was a great segue. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So soulmates. Oh,
because we're soulmates. It's like, I know what you're going to say.
I just know.
Yeah.
Soulmate relationships tend to be long-lasting and enduring compared to the other two. Soulmates.
Mm.
Yeah, they get each other, they understand one another, and they enjoy time together. Facts. That applies
Facts.
To us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This type of relationship may still offer its fair share of lessons over the course of time. And the hard times, per se, are less rocky compared to, say, a twin flame relationship. Or a karmic relationship.
Yeah. I believe it.
So soulmates in general, I thought this was really interesting because when I got regressed back in 2021, and I'm feeling really called to do it again. So we got to do that, Nicole, this year. We should do it. Just because we have a meditation practice, you know, so it is a little bit
I
easier.
I want to do it,
order.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I was regressed, the facilitator told me that soulmates, they travel in like pods. When they incarnate.
Like soul families, kind of? Yeah.
When they incarnate on planet Earth and they incarnate like in very similar time frames so that they can fulfill both individual and shared soul contracts and learn from one another.
Did you ever finish Journey of Souls? Because they kind of talk about like soul families, soul pods, like soulmates, things like that in that book.
Almost. I was listening to it on the phone yesterday.
God,
are you proud of me? Are you proud?
Well, no, I'm a little frustrated that you haven't finished it. Like, fuck.
But
we were talking about that back in like August.
Like, yeah, I know. But do you know, Nicole, you said when you finish it, you'd get regress. So you still have to hold up your end of the bargain. Anyway,
job.
Let's divert. I needed
money.
But I think that was really interesting when she said that, because not only did it validate my regression experience, it validated that feeling of knowingness that I have with people that I know in this lifetime. Like, I'm like, oh, like, I know you. There's no way that, like, we just kind of met kind of energy, you know? Like, how did we not know each other before? Or how have we only known each other for, like, a month or two? So it's that kind of familiarity that can be associated with soulmate relationships.
I felt that way when I met my husband.
Ooh, okay. That was one of my questions. Mm-hmm. Stand by. Put a pause on that one.
Okay.
Soulmates, you know, they're people in the group, the soul pod, that you have had past lifetimes with, for sure. And you can have more than one soulmate. So I thought that was really important to point out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little bit about the soulmates. Then I want to go to karmic relationships, and then we'll get to the twin flame, because the twin flame has a lot. But
I feel like karmic relationships are bad.
They suck. They
suck. Yeah, right? It sounds yeah. bad. Okay.
They suck. Okay.
Yeah, I think you had a karmic relationship with your old boss, right?
You know what? It's funny you say that. Him. And I've realized a lot of the men in my past, whether it's platonic, friendship, sexual, intimate, whatever, it's very much karmic. And I think that's why I divert to certain masculine tendencies. And this is something that I've recently come across with doing the subconscious work, believe it or not.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's subconscious work.
Oh, oof. It's something else.
It's rough. That's Nicole's wheelhouse. So mm-hmm. we've got to do an episode on that, Nicole.
At some point.
At some point, yeah. So karmic relationships. It's similar to twin flame, believe it or not.
Okay.
But like similar, the twin flame and to soulmates, the one common thing with karmic relationship is that it instantly feels familiar. So familiarity applies to all three, but most especially with the karmic. Because it usually means you're about to close out a soul contract in this lifetime through whatever type of relationship you have with said other karmic partner.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. So when you meet a karmic partner in this lifetime, again, mm-hmm. it can be friend, mentor, boss, intimate partner. Meeting them again in this lifetime essentially fulfills a soul contract from a previous lifetime. Happy to share.
Just by meeting them?
Well, you're going to go through the experience of what you're supposed to do with them to close out, you know, whatever it was in the previous lifetime, right? So basically, you come into each other's lives to settle unfinished business and learn important lessons. And oftentimes, these karmic relationship lessons are kind of quick, maybe, gut-punching, not fun, painful lessons. And I definitely have them. And one of them was my boss, with my boss. I am happy mm-hmm. to share. And the reason I know it was with him, because I got regressed. And it was during my time where I was going through the crazy investigation. And I was like, what is this? Like, what is our relationship? Like, what? Why is this the thing, right? In the sense of like, why are you fucking me over? This feels deep. It doesn't make sense in terms of like how hard I was going down for the situation at hand. And I had seen a past life with him in which he pretty much like, it was like actually ancient Egyptian time.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And I kind of fucked him over. Like, I used him, right?
Because so he had to get you back.
He killed me in that lifetime. So I saw the visual of him, like, strangling me. Because I wasn't into him, but I manipulated him using whatever position of power I held at that time to my advantage. And in this lifetime, I was the fall guy of the investigation, and he got to keep his job. So I think it was, like, you know, I don't know. Say what you will about that, but it was wild. So yeah, it's a tumultuous type of relationship typically with the karmic relationship, and they aren't meant to last. So karmic relationships are not meant to, these people are not meant to stay in your life for extended or a long period of time or for the entirety of your lifetime. you essentially learn the intended lessons and then it breaks. And then the soul contract, the karmic contract from the previous lifetime in this lifetime is cleared out. And sometimes karmic relationships can evolve into a friendship. But I feel like you got thoughts. What are your thoughts? Is this the skeptic therapist brain coming in? I'm seeing your face.
It's always there.
Yeah.
No, this is the spiritual woo-woo side coming in.
Okay.
I'm wondering if the synchronicity episode that we just had last week, I'm wondering if that relationship was a karmic relationship.
When you were speaking, I was like, oh, that was karmic for sure.
I wonder what that was, though.
We're going to figure that out through the subconscious reprogramming.
Okay. Continue.
You know what I was thinking too? Even though this person died, not literally, but he died. Go back, listen
to the other episode. Killing people. Oh my God, stop saying that.
It was a Bob. The Bob that was one of the pivotal players in my spiritual awakening, that was really karmic too. Why is it always a dude? Like, why is it always a relationship of some sort or situationship?
Because I don't know. That's where we hurt the most. That's what we, as humans, we seek connection. We seek love and partnership the most. So those are the endings. Those are the relationships that hurt the most. I don't know.
Well, that's a great segue to the twin flame section because.
Okay.
Okay. So twin flames are said to be, and this is jumping a little bit ahead, they are said to be mirrors of one another. So mirror souls. So when you're in a twin flame relationship, and I think this can be generalized and applied to all types of relationship, all of your bullshit comes up. All of your like wounds, your insecurities, the things you need to work on come up, right, to the surface. So the concept of a twin flame is actually not the same as the concept of a soulmate. So karmic relationships aside.
Right.
And I think people, I definitely do, because this is how it was introduced to me, and I've had readers tell me this as well, is that I tend to associate the concept of a twin flame in the romantic sense.
Mm.
But I've also heard that it doesn't always have to be in that context, but that's how I understand it, and those are most of the examples that I have. So if anyone out there doesn't fall into the category of their twin flame being someone that you're in a romantic or intimate partnership with, please send us examples because I would like to have that type of awareness and example in general. So twin flame relationships are based on spiritual growth. That connection is based on spiritual growth. And a twin flame connection pushes you to want to engage with the divine, a higher source, to shift your consciousness, to become better and to live a more soulful life in this incarnation and to be more soulful being in this life human experience on planet Earth. A twin flame relationship helps us unite both the masculine and feminine energies within us, which regardless of our gender, guys, everyone has masculine and feminine energies within them.
Mm-hmm.
The yin and yang. And
polarity, yep.
Mm-hmm. And it helps us to understand ourselves, including our biggest strengths, to weaknesses, to our innermost insecurities. And while you're in this type of relationship with another person, a twin flame relationship is meant to help one perform or both parties perform the inner work and to evolve individual relationships with themselves.
And a twin flame is also said to be one soul that's split in two, right?
So that was where I was getting to. So before we get there, I'll just say this point is that when twin flame energies come into union with one another, you essentially become, and it's through hardship. They say the twin flame energy is actually really challenging because a lot of healing is required because, again, you're mirrors to one another. You become a higher version of your true self and you realize a version of love that's different than from other types of relationships. It's more like a self-love that is prompted by way of a twin flame relationship. But yes, some cultures do believe that a twin flame connection is one soul split into two halves, and you spend your incarnation finding that other half of your soul. which I thought was really interesting because I feel as though souls by themselves are just kind of perfect the way that they are, you know? So I was like, I don't know. And I would love your thoughts on that. But the essence of this is that like twin flame souls do act as a reflection. And not only as like your unprocessed trauma reflected back at you, but also past life stuff can come up as well as ancestral work can come up by way of twin flame unionships. So twin flames are called mirror souls, and twin flames oftentimes share sacred spiritual love connections. And twin flame connections can be painful in the sense that they quite literally bring out your insecurities. Apparently they can be very intense, but that is what being in a twin flame relationship is like. It's essentially staring into a mirror of yourself all day, every day, baby. Mm. So I'm going to pause there before I move on. What are your thoughts?
I have a lot of thoughts on the twin flame relationships. Just trying to think what I want to say.
Well, you had mentioned something about your unionship now.
Oh, I don't think he's a twin flame, my husband. Oh. No, but I don't think that's a bad thing because I see twin flames. This is why I'm like, oh, do I want to say it? I'm just going to fucking say it. I see twin flames most of the time as very toxic.
Yeah.
So I don't think my husband is my twin flame because we're not like toxic. I'm like the least toxic version of me with him. And I don't think my husband knows how to be toxic. So yeah, I don't think he's my twin flame because it's not, there's no like, what do they say? Like one pushes and one pulls in a twin flame, right? I forgot what they call it, but there's like a runner and a chaser.
Yeah.
So one person's always trying to kind of, yeah, run and someone's always having to chase after, right? That pulling and pushing. So I don't, from what I've heard, because I've heard different stories about twin flames, it all sounds really shitty. And so I don't like that. Like I hope I don't have a twin flame somewhere because that sounds awful to just be in that like toxic, you know.
Well, that's the thing, right? Where we associate it with romantic, but apparently it can be like, you know, mentor, friend, maybe parent, maybe sibling. So I think that's kind of where I get like, which is which, you know, because I've always associated it and I've also been told it's like in the romantic sense. So that's why I was like, Nicole, we got to get like a soul contract expert psychic on the podcast that can speak to this and soul contracts. Cause I think it's really fascinating. And I was talking to Kara and Kara said the same thing. She's like, yeah, you don't want a twin flame relationship because it's painful and it's toxic and it doesn't last. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God. So this takes me back to a reading I had where she was like, you actually have a twin flame partner, right? And so then I was asking her about it, but everything that, you know, she was speaking to in terms of like whether or not he's toxic, it's like he doesn't sound like he's gonna be. It actually sounds like a really great person to be with. So I think there's maybe like a negative connotation that can be associated with the whole twin flame unionship that doesn't always apply. So I think there's a lot of layers to this topic that we could really delve into.
Go ahead and continue.
Well, I was going to get to the part with to how you know
my thoughts
for
a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I thought this was interesting because I feel like this would be very similar to maybe meeting like a soulmate, but also, actually, have you met soulmates that are not within your family? I want to ask that.
Like my husband?
Yeah, I guess that probably is.
Well, but he's my family. Like when you mean family, because right, well, like now we've made a family.
Right, but like not someone like a family you were born into. Like friends that are soulmates that you feel.
Yes.
Okay. So I associate meeting a twin flame similar to what I would think it's like to meet a soulmate. You get the sensation of feeling like you knew this person or have known them for a long period of time. And you know, moving forward upon meeting that this person is going to play a significant role in your life moving forward and will be in your life for an extended period of time.
Oh, like our bestie.
Libra bestie. What up, girl?
She's my bestie first.
I stole her. I was adopted by you guys. Now we make a trio. It's fine.
My bestie. Yeah.
Have you felt this way before, besides with Libra bestie?
Psst. Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
Are you into weird shit? Yeah?
You into cryptids?
What about hauntings? Yeah, I've got a ghost for you.
Oh, you like overwhelm the beans.
Me too. Check out all these aliens. We have plenty. How do you feel about a good legend?
Want to hear about spooky happenings?
Yeah, you do.
Let us show you what we've got.
Hey guys, grab a drink and join us, Amanda and Sean, every week while we dive into the strange and haunting topics that have piqued our interest.
See you over at The Haunted and the Strange, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay spooky.
Oh, wait. Are we back on soulmate?
Yeah, twin flame soulmate. Sure, both.
I would say when I met my husband, I was... Well, the first thing I thought when I met my husband was, where has this man been all my life?
And it's so funny because you had that and he was like... I think he was maybe aloof a little bit.
Yeah, I was... Yeah, he was the runner. I was a chaser. Yeah. Is he my twin flame? No, he's not. Because there's no, it's not like toxic.
It's not toxic, no.
Mm-mm. And I don't feel there's like one running, one chasing, except for in that beginning stage. And I don't feel like there's one pulling or pushing. So I'm sure there's more layers to it, but it's never felt that way to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would say yes, a few times.
I'll let you guys know what it's like to meet a twin flame when the time comes. But yeah, soulmates, I feel like a lot of the girls that we are close with, definitely the soulmate connection, and our friends within the space. So I was like, yeah, we've definitely done this together before.
Mm-hmm.
But twin flame, I feel like it just gets a really bad rep, and it really is out there with respect to like all the information on Psychology Today, which was actually a resource that I used too. So like when you said that in the last episode, I was like, oh, I visited that website too. Of course I did. Mm. So twin flame relationships are oftentimes intense and challenging, and they force us to deal with our unresolved issues through trials, tribulations, breakthroughs, so that you can ultimately come out a better person. And apparently, because of this intensity, it's uncommon for twin flames to be in a lifelong partnership, which I disagree. Whoever I'm marrying is a twin flame, so I don't want any of that.
It doesn't need to be. Stop ascribing. Prescribing. I don't fucking know. Joe, just tell me. He'll fucking tell me. Stop giving so much meaning to things that doesn't need to have meaning.
Synchronicities.
Listen to the last episode.
Yeah. You'll get it. Rather, they're people who enter into your life for a period of time to help you grow and to basically steer you and keep you on course. And it's said to be uncommon for these relationships to separate because they are very difficult to maintain. But
you can't cut cords with them, I heard either. I didn't know that. I was like, just cut the cords. And they're like, you can't cut cords with a twin flame. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I haven't heard that before. That's wild.
Yeah, you can't. Apparently you can't.
I do think, though, if you do a lot of healing, if you do a lot of work, I think there is potential for long-term partnership in whatever context, intimate, platonic, sexual, all the things.
Okay.
So what are your thoughts? This is what I got for you.
Okay, guys, you're either going to get mad or, I don't give a fuck. Get
Nicole's,
mad.
Nicole's bad cop, I'm good cop. What did you say?
Yeah, she said I'm a bad cop. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just think that I think that sometimes people give too much meaning to things. I'm guilty of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and listen to the synchronicity episode. However, with the twin flames, it almost sometimes feels like to me, not in 100% of the cases, but oftentimes it kind of just has the flavor of, because it is toxic, like I need to give so much meaning to this relationship. So now I'm going to call it a twin flame because like that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that, I just don't think that that's the case, right? But it's like you, people want it to mean something so bad, right? Like, why does this hurt so bad? Like, I could say the same thing that that relationship, you know, that I spoke about in the last episode, oh, that was my twin flame because it was so toxic and I was so heartbroken and we weren't meant to be together, blah, 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 blah. But I'm not going to because I don't think that that's, I don't think that that's what it is. But I think some people want to have so much meaning to something. So they're going to slap a label of twin flame when it's like, dude, y'all were just toxic together and didn't need to fucking be together. Like, I don't know.
What does that say? La toxica.
Yeah. Like, you were toxic. He was toxic. She was toxic. Whomever. Like, y'all were just fucking toxic.
Yeah.
Can it just be that? Why does it have to be, oh, it was my twin flame? Mm-hmm. Not saying that it's not a thing, mm-hmm. but that's just my thought.
Yeah, I agree. But you know what? And I'm not even going to like get into the astrology of it because there's the whole synastry chart topic. And I think of this astrologer that compared Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. She put their charts together.
Well, there's another one, right?
Well, and it's funny because Megan Fox says, Megan, if you ever come on the show, DeLulu over here, we never said this. We love you.
May all your DeLulus come, Trululu.
Yes. She's like, you know, I'm with my twin flame. And then the astrologer put the charts together and it was like clearly like it was not kind
of indicating
that.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. That's just such a toxic relationship. Those are two toxic people that shouldn't be together or that bring out the toxic in each other, right? So like, yeah, maybe Megan, they're just two people that bring it out in each other.
Come up, come on the show. We never said that. We love you. You are a dream guest, honey.
Well, no, but that's not like, okay. So for example, how many men that I dated, probably all of them, are going to say that I'm toxic as fuck. Well, you know what? What did you motherfuckers do to make me toxic? Because if you ask my husband has never seen that side of me because my husband doesn't do stupid shit. Mm-hmm. So in those relationships brought out the toxic in me, right? Am I a toxic person? I would like to think that I'm not. Maybe I am. Some people would probably say that I am. But I think it's the relationships that bring it out, right? So you can be a very, like, non-toxic person and you put them together with someone else and all of a sudden it's fucking World War III and it's awful. Oh, just because it's a twin flame relationship. Well, is it? Yeah. Or do you guys just suck together?
And then I think of when you put Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker's together.
And they are together.
Yeah, and they are. And then I think back to the episode where she did that. They went to, I don't even know where they went, but she was with Scott. And this was before Travis was in her life in that way. And the shaman tells her and him that they were together in a past life and they had the option of being together again in this lifetime, right? And she was like, we just want to be good parents. So I think that's really interesting because I would say her and Scott are probably karmic soulmates, a little bit of both.
Karmic.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of both because they're still in each other's life because they have kids together. When you have kids with someone, y'all are stuck. You're stuck.
I know. I'm fucking stuck.
Leo King, what up?
Those golden handcuffs.
What up? Shout out. He's going to listen to this. So you have that, but then, you know, you have your twin flame, which their charts show that. So I have to keep the astrology out of it so I can stay rational at times and stay on planet Earth and not float
okay.
away.
So does everybody have a twin flame?
That's the other thing. I don't think everyone does.
Okay. So I don't think so either. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I don't. Okay. So I looked up some examples of celebrities who may or may not be twin flames.
Ooh, I love this. You didn't tell me what you think.
I didn't because I didn't want to tell you.
Okay. Well, I love how I just naturally segued into that. And then you were just like, I did this too. And I'm like, of course.
Okay. So off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember. Okay. So Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
No.
Twin flame or not?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift. And Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh. You know what? She says that they were. She says they were.
Well, I don't know. Megan Fox says they were, but we're thinking maybe.
Okay, what
not.
Do you think? I the jury's out.
I don't know enough about their relationship. And I don't know how much I believe in twin flames. So So
I'm going to say maybe. I'm going to say maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Oh. Tell me. That is the definition of toxic right there, baby. I feel like it's karmic.
Okay. Jada Pinkett Smith and Tupac.
Oh. No, you got to answer that one.
No, fuck no.
Why? You don't
I think
like
she was trying to ride on his coattail, just like she's trying to ride on Will Smith because she sucks.
Mm.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
What I had heard was...
you know what, Nicole?
No.
I kind of want to say no. I kind of want to say soulmates.
Maybe soulmate. I think she hyped up their friendship more than it probably was because I think it was sexual? Jada does. No.
No. I think it was soulmates.
You know, but when he died, he was dating Quincy Jones's daughter, Rashida Jones's sister.
No, I didn't know that.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rashida Jones was gorgeous.
Yeah. He was dating her sister.
Wasn't she young? She can't be that. She couldn't have been that much.
In 20s, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Okay, let me think. Who else? Oh, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. You probably don't know much about them.
No, he was the one that held her down.
Yeah.
I feel like twin flame.
JFK and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh my God. Fucking, that just feels like it was like a sex fest, to be honest. Karmic.
It was the 60s, though. That was like the decade of free love, right?
Or something. Was it the 70s? 60s?
Oh, I 60s, don't know.
Maybe?
I don't know. One of those decades.
Yeah. They're just getting down.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
I cannot. Actually, they have a conjunct Scorpio moon, so I'm going to go with twin flames.
Oh, not soulmate?
Nah, when you get back together after 20 years like that. And they got married.
Mm.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Were there any others that I can remember?
I don't know, but this is fun. I love this. This is great.
Hold on. Let me double check. Let me see.
We should poll. This is
no. We're gonna poll. Yeah, we're gonna poll.
Okay.
Let me see. Let me find it. I don't know how much you know about them, David Bowie and Iman.
Oh, twin flames. Good Lord.
Yeah.
They loved each other. Yeah. She was a ride or die.
Yoko Ono and John Lennon.
Wasn't she kind of a hag? She
People
broke up
hate
the Beatles.
Her.
Yeah, they did.
She seemed kind of toxic.
I feel like she'd be like,
again, like
riding
bringing
the
it out in each other.
Yeah. I feel like that might be karmic. I don't know.
Karmic?
I'm going to go with karmic. Yeah. I know they were together, but I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe soulmates. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
It's hard.
Okay. I think that might be all of them. Hold on. Oh, I don't know much about them. Nipsey Hussle.
Oh my gosh. Wait.
Nipsey Hussle. See, I know that little about him. And Lauren London. She's gorgeous.
That was so sad. Okay. I think that's either twin flame or soulmate. But either. Yeah. I want to say twin flame or soulmate for sure. But she was like ride or die for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's it.
That was so fun. I'm so glad you did that. I feel like shout out to our girl out in Arizona. You need to let us know what your thoughts are on these in our group message because I feel like she got thoughts about it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we'll pull our audience too on Instagram, guys.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so let me just think. Not in there. Okay. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Oh, I knew. Okay, that's why I was like, jury's out on the one with Jake Gyllenhaal. They have conjunct sun and moon in their charts because she's a Sag sun, he's a Sag moon, and then their Mars and their Venus lines up. So that tells me that they're pretty much like getting down and having a really good time doing it. But also that tells me.
Sorry.
No, that tells me they could be married and have babies. Okay, what are you going to say?
Soulmate. I don't think that it doesn't feel like twin flame. It doesn't feel bad. It feels
okay. Do you think they're going to get married?
Yeah. So I was listening to my husband had on ESPN the other morning, and they were doing they were some segment, and they were asking the girl about different scenarios. And it's like, oh, okay, you know, like Travis Kelce, like, what do you think if he wins a Super Bowl and retires? And she's like, I think that'd be amazing. She's like, who has it better than Travis Kelce right now? She's like, nobody. Mm-hmm. I hope he wins a Super Bowl and he retires. They get married and have babies and live happily ever after. And I was telling my husband, he's like, babe, it's just a contract. I'm like, no, it's not. It's fucking love. Okay. They're going to get married. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah. He's like, no. I'm like, yes, they're in love and they're going to have babies and I'm invested. I don't know why, because I think he's so fucking hot.
Okay. I didn't get it until I like saw him and I've seen his mannerisms and I look at him. I was like, oh, yeah, you're hot. You're hot.
He's so hot. I tell my husband all the time, he's fucking hot. And he's like, it's because you like him manly and scruffy.
Yeah. And he's just like, but he's funny. I like funny guys too.
He's like funny.
Yeah. We like funny guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's sensitive.
Because if you're funny,
and
you're
he's
smart.
Looking right at me. Because then he's like, yes. He looks really hot right now too. He's wearing a V-neck and he knows I go crazy for him in a V-neck.
Daddy.
Oh.
Not mine, yours.
And he just got a really good haircut.
What is that? What do I call? What is he going to age like? King Massimo?
Yeah, like 10 minutes. Yeah. King Magnifico.
Magnifico. Yeah, there you go.
He's still lingering. He's like, oh.
He loves it. A Capricorn ego baby.
He's ridiculous. Okay, let me think. Who else on the fly? Oh, shit. I feel like I'm so out of touch with celebrity news.
I know. This was, okay, Nicole's first love, guys. We've referenced this in another episode. Also, side note, I need to see what Taylor and Travis's babies look like. I just need to see.
Oh, they're going
to
be gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they're going to get engaged around April, or at least announce it, like March, April with eclipses, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Who are celebrities? Why can't I think of celebrities right now? This was the other one I heard. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
Oh. That was actually, I was so young, but that was really sad.
I was really sad.
Yeah, that was sad. Mm-hmm. But, Karmic? Karmic or soulmates, yeah. Because he ended up having babies with Angelina and now they're
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Twin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Per the definition shared on this episode, I would say twin for them. Yeah.
Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan?
Aww. Soulmates.
Soulmates? Michelle Obama and Barack Obama?
Probably soulmates.
What about JFK and Jackie O?
Ooh. Can we go with karmic?
We can do whatever we want.
I mean, karmic, maybe twin. But he was a dick, like, just cheating on his wife.
Yeah, they all do. Okay. Donald Trump and Melania. She's gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Karmic.
Speaking of, I was telling my husband how gorgeous I think Ivanka Trump is. I was like, man, she was walking in a court. She's fucking gorgeous. I was just looking at her like, you're fucking gorgeous.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I kind of hate how pretty she is.
She had a little bit of work done, but I mean, they all do and no judgment.
It looks fucking amazing.
She looks amazing. I'm like, damn, girl. Nicole's like, she walked in looking like a fucking model. I was like, Nicole, she used to be a model. Yeah.
No, I know, but she like looked like it. Oh, okay. Tom Brady and Giselle.
Oh, fuck. I want to say karmic for that because I have seen their sinistry chart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll stop there.
Can we do this again? That was so fun.
One more. Kobe Bryant and Vanessa Bryant.
Oh, my heart. Twin flames. Twin flames, soulmates, either one. My heart. I remember because it's been 4 years. I remember where I was at when that happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like 9/11. Like, I remember what I was doing.
What were you doing?
We were at Jumpin' Jammin', me and my sister-in-law and me and my sister-in-law and my husband. Who was I with? Me and my sister-in-law and my son.
Yeah, make sure you take out his name.
Oh, like, fuck, who was I with? Yeah.
I remember waking up.
Me, my sister-in-law, and my son, yeah.
I woke up to, that was my last Was that my last Europe trip?
It was like a Sunday.
Yeah. I think that was my last Europe trip. Yeah, I was working. I was in Germany and I woke up to a text message from you and then Apple News and everything. And it was like, Kobe Bryant passed in Calabasas. And I was like, oh my God. And like Europe doesn't understand because when you're from that area, when you're from Southern California, it just hits different.
Okay, wait. I have another non-celebrity one.
Okay, what?
Mom and Dad.
Oh, Nicole, I've seen their synastry chart, so I'm going to keep that one to myself.
Tell me when we're done.
I will.
Okay. Well, guys, I think that's all we have. 4444444444 when I said that. We're spiritual girlies. We love angel numbers.
Go listen to the last episode.
Okay, what card are you going to pull for us today?
I'm pulling from the gods, goddesses, and guardians oracle deck. You guys, this is my ride or die. My ride or die.
That is your ride or die.
She doesn't lie to me, and neither does my tarot deck. So, okay, Nicole, do you have a question? Am I just pulling?
You're just pulling. Is there a goddess of love in there?
Aphrodite.
Oh, we want to see her.
Wouldn't it be a trip if we pulled her?
Yeah, I'm putting it out into the universe. Okay. Let me close my eyes. It is.
Okay, I got two. I'm going to show both. Oh, I got three, actually.
Oh.
Well, I got Kadesh, sexual wisdom. I feel like that's kind of fitting.
Bam, chicken, wah, wah.
I got Asclepios. Can't say that right. Asclepios, sacred medicine. And then Nematona, safe space. Oh, the first one's probably the most related. No. Let's see how far off I was from the deck. Oh, she was far. She's nowhere near it. Yeah. But she's pretty. If I can find her, I'll hold her up for the video, guys. But yeah, it's a great deck.
One of these days, I would like our decks to perform for us on command when we're recording. I feel like they do when we're not recording. But,
she's pretty.
Yeah. Well, guys, happy Hallmark holiday, Valentine's Day tomorrow. If you're going to get down and dirty with the ones you love, just remember that you will likely be birthing a Scorpio. So just keep that in mind.
Nicole would know.
He's not a Valentine's baby.
No, he's not.
But there are a lot of people that I know that are born in November, and I'm pretty sure, like, there's, like, a lot of people born in, like, early November, so we're guessing that they were Valentine's babies, so just think about if you want to have a Scorpio.
I love Scorpios. No complaints.
I love my Scorpio.
I'd marry
one. A lot of people don't, so think about it. You want a Scorpio or not? That is all.
That is all.
Okay. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the week. Until next time. Don't be toxic. Bye.